This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Thursday conversation. You've heard the news. Now we'll talk about it on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. And let's get to Victoria's idea of trending. The latest articles.
My idea of trending.
Yes. Well, your ideas from other ideas. The ideas we are idea people here.
You can. Well, what is trending? It's not an idea.
It's
what
fact.
Is trending? Yeah. Is some bad news for the state of U.S. adults. Fewer than a quarter of U.S. adults meet the guidelines for both aerobic and muscle-strengthening exercise in their spare time, according to new data from the CDC. Only 23% of U.S. adults get enough exercise. This is really
ridiculous.
Bad news. It's horrible news because we have such an obesity epidemic, and it's starting young with kids, and it's getting worse, and now adults, regardless of obesity, are not even getting any exercise. It's just we're in a
who took the survey? Where the info would come from? That is
the CDC's National Center for Health Statistics released this. They recommend that people between the ages of 18 and 64 engage in at least 150 minutes of moderate physical activity or 75 minutes of vigorous physical activity each week, as well as muscle strengthening activities at least twice a week. And no
one's
doing
it. Who's in denial here? Who doesn't get this? Who is a mature adult that has some amount of common sense that doesn't get, unless you just don't want to live, maybe you've made a choice that the shorter your life, the better your life. So if that's the case, that's a personal choice. But, well, all of it is a personal choice, because if you're not exercising and you're eating poorly, or even if you're eating well and you're not exercising, how many, you know, I go through this whole routine about losing weight and what we understand from using Calitrin, which is one of the products that we have as sponsors on the program, because it does explain well, I think, how collagen works, how the body works. As you get older, you likely have more fat because the collagen starts to dissipate naturally in your body. So you do things to counter that, whether it's losing weight using Calitrin, some other supplementation for collagen, getting protein into your body, maintaining your weight, maintaining your muscularity. You must have muscle to survive. And the more muscle you have, I'm not talking about bodybuilder muscle, I'm talking about solid strength.
Resistance training, all that.
And women. Put some muscle on your body. You don't need to take drugs. You don't need to take, just work at it. And the muscles will maintain the stability of your skeleton. So that's what it's all about.
Yeah,
it's simple. Simple.
I think one of the biggest issues is that there are so many middle-aged people who just haven't exercised or haven't done a vigorous, you know, exercise routine in so long that they just don't even know how to begin, and they're intimidated to start. I mean, my dad rides his bicycle all the time, like for an hour almost every day in the summer. And it's, you know, like a 30-mile bike ride. He does it all the time. So he works out a lot, and he likes to lift weights as well. But my mom has been, you know, she hurt her back a few years ago, and she does water aerobics, which is great, but it's not that vigorous of exercise, and it's not that many times a week. And I think she's in the category of just so many people who don't know where to start, and they're scared, and they're not in that great of shape, so they can't lift that much in the beginning, and so they just kind of get nervous or, you know, think that they can't do it and give up. And that's the mentality that has to change.
Right. And then there's also, and according to this study, it depends on where you live. Now, if you live in Colorado, there's already a really good chance that you are an exercise, exercising.
Yeah.
That had the highest percentage of any state of people who exercise.
I think California would be high up in that list.
Well, so, interestingly, though, that was one of the highest. So Colorado was the highest state. That had 33% of people meeting the guidelines. The District of Columbia and 13 other states also significantly surpassed it, California being one of them. Mm-hmm. Most notably, however, if you live in Mississippi, only 13% of people exercise.
Right. Now, that's doesn't that beg the question, what does religion and politics have to do with this?
Well,
I mean,
it's not
I
that.
Think that's an it, obvious
not,
question.
Well, I don't think religion has anything to do with exercising and politics either. But
I do. I
religion
absolutely.
And politics
Political,
has something to do with
absolutely.
Exercising?
Has to do with where your head's at. Where your head is at?
Well, here's the number one thing that the CDC has identified. It's actually way more than whatever you're suggesting, religion and politics. It's the weather. In the cold weather states, Colorado, New Hampshire, and Massachusetts, they had, and on the upper west coast as well, the Pacific Northwest states, they have much higher levels of exercise. Now, that could be seasonal because there are people who tend to ski and snowshoe and things like that. But the cold weather states ranked very highly on the exercise level. Now, if you go to the southeast, that was the worst. They were that whole group, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, that whole thing, but weather is really something that they're talking about in this study, which is really interesting. It kind of makes sense. If you're in Mississippi or Florida, Georgia, Alabama, and it's hot all the time, you don't really want to go outside and exercise.
Well, that's true.
You want to stay inside in the AC, and
so
that's a big factor.
Get some exercise stuff, put it in your cellar, or use it in the living room with some video or something, whatever. It takes. You can do it if you want to. If you don't want to, you're not going to. So all we're trying to do here is motivate you a little bit.
The other factor is depending on what your job is. If you have a physical job, so if you're a plumber or you're an electrician or you're any type of laborer where you're, you know, not necessarily getting aerobic activity, but you're on your feet all day, those people also had, not surprisingly, the lowest percentage of people who voluntarily exercised in their spare time.
Yeah.
It makes sense, you know, but like you said, you have to make time for
maybe
your
today
health and well-being.
Is the day to change Capricorn full moon. So if you're looking, this is a big change period. The last two or three days, communication's been crazy, people getting angry about the craziest, silliest things, and also people motivated to change their life. So that may be part of what's going on, hopefully, with you. You'll change your life. Here's another survey. That isn't as, it's very telling, not from the same scale that Victoria is. This is a voter study, and what people are thinking about, this is Rasmussen doing this study, of 3,100 people, and of that group, a third say that we are likely to have a civil war in the next 10 years.
Oh, boy.
U.S. voters say it's likely the U.S. will experience a second civil war sometime in the next 5 to 10 years. 11% say it's very likely. So what is 59% consider a second civil war unlikely. That includes only 29% who say it's not likely at all. So Democrats are more fearful than Republicans. 37% of the Democrats fear there's going to be a civil war. 32% of Republicans say there's going to be another civil war. So what is that? Civil war, we think about the Civil War in the 1860s. I think there's a civil war going on now of ideas, and I think it's been going on for quite a long time, frankly. Certainly since September 11th, there has been a change in the psychology, the psyche and psychology of Americans. 37%, by the way, in the survey said they're not concerned at all. But it's food for thought, much as anything else, in terms of how we relate to the realities of the moment. And that's why I have said when you were talking earlier, Victoria, about how the Supreme Court changing and it's going to do this and it's going to do that. It's talk, it's hyperbole. If it becomes action, then you do something about it. But I think that we have so much stuff pouring out, oozing out of screens And you know, you walk through Times Square. Look at what you're... You can't walk through... You're people... You walk around there and you can hear and feel the energy, the screaming from the signs and the video and the stuff on the buildings. And it's that way in lots of other places. You get home and you turn on the television set or listen even sometimes to the radio. You're being told what to think and how to think. And it's just, come on, folks, we need to start thinking for ourselves. Shut stuff off for a while, everything except this program, because here we have truth, justice, and the American way, and our way of looking at things, of course, as you know, is the correct way. It's the we have an omniscope here, looking at everything. And that's why I was saying I wasn't being facetious about the full moon, because it is, this is a lot of people don't understand the impact of the planets, Mars, Mercury. It really does. I'm convinced that this energy that comes, we don't understand. And so you can say, nah, that's a bunch of baloney. How do you know? You don't know that. And you can say, well, Doug, you don't know it either. No, I don't. But I'm open to it because I've spent my life talking about ideas. This is the way I've been talking about ideas. Well, I was always noisy when I was a kid, and I've been noisy ever since. My grandmother wanted me to be a preacher. I don't want to be a preacher. I don't want to have it sound like I'm preacher. I'm just telling you
the
what I think.
The most, like, agnostic person I've ever met.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
His grandmother wanted him to be a preacher.
Oh, man, did she want me to be a preacher. All right, let me preach to you a little bit about the value, the benefits of buying your pillows, mattresses, pillowcases, everything to do with sleeping at MyPillow.com. This is the standard for the industry now. So if you haven't been getting great sleep, start by going to MyPillow.com. Order their two premium pillows and the two go-anywhere pillows for half price. That's the deal for pretty much everything at MyPillow.com when you use the promo code DJV. Their pillows are made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. They are made in our country. 10-year warranty. This is a fabulous American company, fabulous American workers, fabulous guarantees. This is just, it's a great, it really is. It's an institution now. This company has been institutionalized in Americana. So you get mattress covers, the mattress themselves, they have covers and memory foam and layer, just everything that they have has been thought out through and through. Thanks to Mike Lindell for putting this all together. Thanks for the help. You want to help yourself? Go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Buy the pillows. Throw the old ones out. Use the promo code DGV, DJV. Everything is at half price.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
Dear Diary, today I had two more people say, "You look good. Have you lost weight between you and me? It makes me feel really good." People started asking, "What workouts or diet are you doing?" And the famous, you know, "What's your secret?" I can't help but wonder, should I let them in on my secret? Well, Diary, you know my secret's Calitrin. I still can't believe how amazing it works, though. Yeah, I eat somewhat healthy and I exercise a little, but Calitrin seriously is the one doing all the work for me. I've never felt better. Anyway, I've got to go, Diary. I've got a date tonight. Talk to you later. XOXO.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6. I no longer have knee pain, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous.
I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
My name is Melissa. I've been taking Calitrin, and I've lost 22 pounds.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss. Try it today at toploss.com or call 833-TOPLOSS.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
On the broadcast week schedule is Throwback Thursday. Go back to the top five songs from a particular week in a particular year. This week we've decided to go back to 1960 for the top five songs, and this is Bobby Rydell with one of his first hits called Swingin' School. Bobby Rydell, you can listen to any number. He had 12 hits. They all sound the same. This is another one of them, so you get the gist of it. Here's Swingin' School. How about that? Swinging around. This is when the hula hoop was big, Victoria.
Oh, boy.
Victoria, go away. Oh, no, she's still there.
Okay. I'm here.
She claims she's going to go away. She has no tolerance for listening to great music. This is great music. All right. One of the, by the way, I say in passing, probably the best disc jockey, if not one of the best disc jockeys in the history of rock music. And the modern era of pop and hip music died this week. A guy named Dan Ingram, who was just a fabulous jock for 40-some-odd years. All right, anyway, from Rydell we go to Ms. Anita Bryant, who had number four song this week in 1960. Paper Rose. Yes. Isn't this sweet, ladies?
Oh, this music kills me. Oh, this would be like making you listen to an entire Kanye West album.
Yes.
It's the equivalent.
Right. Anita Bryant, you can look her up. She's quite controversial because of her conservative stance on things, and got herself into some hot water with people who didn't like her points of view in her later years. All right, so that's number four. Jimmy Jones has the number three tune this week, Good Timing. Instead of the other way around, but he had timing. A tick, a tick, a tick, a good timing. What do you think of this one, Victoria?
All these songs sound exactly the same to me.
Every one of Jimmy Jones' songs sounded the same, too. To me, if it's with me, it was, but... All right.
Let me just check in here for a second. So yeah, in 1960, what were you up to? You were in college,
1960?
Right?
No. I was a freshman in high school in 1960.
Oh, okay.
No, I was a freshman in college in 1964.
I didn't mean to age you. Okay.
That's right. Thank you. But
so 1960.
I was walking around the house pretending I had a Time magazine wrapped up, and I had made it a microphone, and I was introducing all these songs, and I walked around the house and listened to them, mostly being played on WBZ in Boston. All right, number two, here's a big song from Connie Francis from This Week in 1960. Everybody, somebody's fool. Back this up, Kara. Everybody, somebody's baby. No exceptions to the rule. Everybody is somebody's fool.
I feel like I know the name Connie Francis. What was her biggest hit?
They pretty much all sounded the same.
Like all the other songs here.
Yeah. No, this is one of her bigger hits. But she was actually.
I'll have to look it up. There must be something that I know the name for.
Well, I think that she had some mental problems during her life, and that overtook. Where the Boys Are is probably another one that you would recognize.
Okay.
Where the Boys Are, Someone Waits for Me. That's another big song of hers. All right, let's get to the number one pop song. 5 weeks at number one, as a matter of fact, from 1960. The Everly Brothers, Phil and Don, and Kathy's Clown.
Kathy's Clown. I've got a stand tall.
I never was a fan of
that. You don't like the Everly Brothers?
Never much, no. Something.
They had some pretty sweet harmonies, though. I'll give them that.
Yeah, they were okay. Just didn't make it with me necessarily. Didn't have to. Okay, so there they are. Top five songs this week in 1960. Swingin' School, Paper Roses, Good Timin', Everybody, Somebody's Fool, and Kathy's Clown. Thank you very much for paying attention to the quality of the music from that era. 28 past the hour on the DJB Show.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Do traffic lights drive you crazy? Audi is launching a new traffic light information system in their cars. This appears automatically on the dash to tell drivers when the light is about to change. A recent study shows that it can increase safety and fuel economy. The system is also able to feed information into the traffic light system about congestion, allowing lights to recalibrate to manage traffic flows better. The system is not yet available in every city. To see the best deals on cars, go to ourautoexpert.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get four pillows for the price of two. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country. Backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump preparing for another top-level summit, this time with Russia's president. He's expected to meet with Vladimir Putin in Helsinki, Finland next month. While the president is already on a trip to Europe for a NATO meeting in Brussels and a scheduled visit to Great Britain. Former U.S. Ambassador to Russia Michael McFaul, though, is questioning why this summit is even taking place.
What I fear is you're going to have a photo op. You're going to have the president saying very nice things about Vladimir Putin. He's already done that, so we should expect that. And that, therefore, achieves Putin's objectives without getting anything in return.
McFaul was speaking on MSNBC. House Republicans continuing their review of the Hillary Clinton email investigation with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and the FBI Chief Chris Wray expected to testify at a hearing today. And this is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
New official way to wake up on the right side of things or to make it through. This program is normally heard either early in the morning on some stations in what they call morning drive and other stations, and mid-morning on yet other stations. Here we are at your service and on your side on the DJV show. Victoria Keelan here, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going to, just because it is close to the 4th of July week and a lot of people get onto that barbecuing thing. If you're a barbecuer, I'm not, but I can learn. So we have somebody who's an expert barbecue person to help us barbecue. We do barbecuing, but in a different way on this program. So, apparently President Donald Trump and Premier, or President, I don't know what he is, Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, are going to talk They want
is
to
he
improve
a president?
Relations.
That's actually a good question.
It is. What?
He's president, right?
Putin? He's the president and resident. That's our Vlad. Yes, the Russian president is Vlad. John Bolton, who's a doofus and a half, traveled to Russia this week to nail down the details of the summit. If he doesn't get let his mustache get in the way, Jennifer goes crazy when I talk about him because she loves him.
I don't get the appeal. I don't know why she loves him so much.
Anyway, so the meeting is going to take place in a third country, apparently. They haven't figured out what that third country is, but it won't be in Moscow. It won't be in America. There are some people who are speculating. I think this is a bad choice, but they would go to the Ukraine because down in the Caspian, is it the Caspian Sea? What's the
I'm geographically challenged. You're asking the wrong girl.
The resort that when they went to war with Ukraine, the Russians, remember a couple of years ago, went to war with Ukraine because they wanted the resort down on the Red Sea, and it begins with a C. I can't quite remember what it is, but anyway, so that's a sticking point. Some people think they're going to meet in Germany. Somebody else said Vietnam. Someone said Japan. I mean, come on.
I don't think Germany would be open to that, right? Because what I don't know what Angela Merkel's relationship with Putin is, but I'm guessing it's probably non-existent.
They shouldn't get along with either one of them. So anyway, they want to talk about unresolved issues. So they're going to be together
start?
For a year, right?
Yeah.
So this conversation will last for 1 year. Anyway, Trump is going to Europe in the middle of the month, so I'm betting that it'll be an outshoot of that. Arms control agreements, missile deployments, how we can work together. See, the problem some people say it's the problem with Trump, with Putin, is you can't trust him any more than you can trust Kim Jong-un.
Mm.
Can you trust any of these? Is that what it takes to be a good leader? You got to be a crook and a cheat. Is that what it takes?
Well, do you consider them to be good leaders?
Or Kim Jong-un?
Good leaders. They're effective leaders because they've stayed in power
what does it
so
take?
Long.
Yeah, yeah. So what does it take to be a good leader? What does it take?
But see, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're asking. Yeah, but you're asking, I think you're phrasing it the wrong way. To be a good leader is different than being an effective leader. There's a big difference.
Yeah. How?
Well, because if you look at Kim Jong-un, he and Putin, they both rule by fear. And in most cases, you know, fear of death, fear of imprisonment, it's all fear. That's how they rule their people and keep them in check.
I don't think
that makes either one of them a good leader, but it does technically make them effective if you want to talk about longevity in office or in power. So, I think they're both cut from the same cloth, as you would say. I think they're so similar. I think they're smarter than people think. They're much more conniving than we realize. They're both diabolical. They're both violent. They're both. I think the list can go on and on of why the two of them are the same.
What do you really think?
Well, do you think differently about those two?
I don't think Trump is violent.
No. I'm not talking about Trump. I'm talking about Kim Jong-un and Putin.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I thought you were putting Trump.
No, I'm not talking about Trump.
Yeah.
No, I don't think Trump's violent.
Yeah. No, I think that they're both maniacal.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think that
you can't trust either one more than the other. In the modern history of the world, even going back to Alexander the Great, the people who really were successful leaders were madmen. They were nuts.
Right.
Crazy.
They're effective leaders.
Certifiable.
They know how to seize power and hold on to it.
Yeah, right. Kill everybody that doesn't agree with you. Just
exactly.
Saddam Hussein.
Yep.
He was shooting people every day.
Yep.
Anyway.
It's awful.
The Trump administration is welcoming a fellow that I like quite a bit. His wife used to be a part of this program, and he was the number two person at Fox News until Fox went down the rat hole and he got fired. Bill Shein is his name. I'm not quite sure what he's going to do, but he does have a job, a policy job, and it'll have, I'm sure, something to do with PR, what goes on in the connection with the news cycles and that sort of thing. Very smart guy, very measured guy, and a good guy. I like him a lot, frankly. And it doesn't make any difference whether he worked at Fox or he didn't. He was a good lieutenant for Ailes. He did what he was told. He thought things through. Good organizer. Ailes was a horrible organizer. Ailes had no control over anything except ideas. Ailes would screw up a picnic. He was not a good man. He was a good person to pick out talent and to come up with ideas. Other than that, as a manager, he was an absolute disaster.
Most creative people are not good managers.
Right. He was not a good, but Shine was. Shine and Sean are very, very close, and that's how he got the job. You know, he didn't have a job. So Hannity calls up talks to the president every night anyway before they go to bed. It's like bedtime lullabies between the two of them. And so I'm sure Sean said, hey, look at Bill Shine for this job or that job. And that's, you know, what happened. But he's a very, very good guy.
Now, what's his new position?
He's some kind of an advisor in the White House, policy advisor. I'm betting that he's going to have a very strong hand in whatever goes on with Sarah in that newsroom. I'm betting that's going to be his number one task because it really isn't running well. It's not... The press conferences are not too smooth. It's not her fault. I don't see that. I think actually she's quite effective. I quite like her, but that, you know, doesn't mean that she knows how to do it. She's a kid. And she's thrown into a situation that she really had no training in, no background in.
I've heard that she's leaving that position.
Well, if she does, that would be a good place for Shine. He'd get barbecued for a while until he established his credibility, but...
Most press secretaries don't last very long.
No,
if you look back,
you get eaten up. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They got to eat you up.
It is a thankless job.
Oh, my God, a horrible job. You know, you couldn't get paid enough money to do that job. All right, let's get you on the healthy road to recovery. If you didn't know that you needed to be on the road to recovery, let me tell you about what's going on in your body. You may not know this, but there are a lot of creepy, crawly creatures in your body. Yes, there are things that have been created by the bacteria that's everywhere. The parasites that are in some of the food that you eat that you don't cook enough. The mold that's in your refrigerator that gets onto the food that's in there, the carrots and the whatever else is in there. Never mind the toxins that come, they're just in the air we breathe. So with that beautiful picture of what's going on and going into your body, what do? I have solutions to problems. I don't just tell you there's a problem. I give you the solution. Actually, I didn't give you this. I'm giving you the information. The solution comes from Life Change Tea. Keep your liver clean, your kidneys clean, your colon healthy. Get that garbage out of your system, those outside intruders. Get them out of your digestive system. These teas work on the entire digestive system. So if you've got buildup in your colon, flush it out with Life Change Tea. I can be more descriptive if you want me to, but I think you get the message. Right? GetTheTea.com is the way you buy this. You can't get it in the stores. You get it at GetTheTea.com. Ask for Life Change Tea, a proprietary herbal formula that'll gently cleanse your body every day. Drink a cup every day, and you can kiss that bad stuff goodbye. And you get more energy that way, too. So, go to GetTheTea.com. Use the code DJV, and they won't charge you to ship it to you. That's how you get free shipping, is use the DJV code. Get the tea, clean your body, get your body clean by going and ordering Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com.
It's not our everyday sale at Kohl's. Friday through July 4th, shop hundreds of epic deals in-store and online. No coupons needed. Kids tops and bottoms, $7. Junior swim separates, $14.99. The big one bath towel or pillow, $3 for $10. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's Cash. $10 for every $50 spent. Hundreds of epic deals store-wide. Kohl's Cash for you. Right now, only at Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour now. As I said a few minutes ago, with the 4th of July next week, a lot of people who didn't get their barbecue your barbecue hat on straight with the advent of Memorial Day, now's your chance. Outdoor entertaining, all the things that go with the 4th of July, big barbecuing time. So we got Lex Taylor with us. Lex has been working in this field for a long, long time. So I understand you put on a heck of a barbecue bash, Lex. Where's your house, and when are we going to go there for the bash?
Yeah, come on over any time, Doug. Thanks.
Well, you got to tell me where you are so that I can get there. Man, I'm not going to just take
New
a trip
York.
Around the... New York, okay.
Yeah.
Victoria, we're going to his house for a big...
Sounds good.
Big summer
fest. Yeah, Hudson Valley, beautiful.
It is beautiful, yeah. All right, so you've been a chef and a grill master for a long time. What's the biggest mistake people make when they're trying to decide what to cook and how to cook it on the barbecue?
Yeah, that is like the easiest question to answer because I see it over and over and over again. And it is people love to make things complicated. Right? I mean, right, something that can be absolutely delicious and easy. People like to tinker with it and fuss with it. And, you know, that is the biggest mistake that I see over and over again.
So how do we fix that? How do we change people's attitudes toward, or how do we just deal with the problem?
Right. Well, the way that I like to go about it is usually go in there with a game plan and just stick to some basics and make sure that you do the basics right. So things like, let's figure out, what are some easy things to cook? Burgers, classic. Let's stick with those. Maybe some chicken wings, something like that. And, of course, some nice vegetables. And what I'll do is, just to keep it simple, burger patties. Make those the night before, all right? Put them together. You throw them in the refrigerator, okay? The next day, they're all done. They've kind of held together. They're going to work really well on the grill. They're not going to stick. They're not going to fall apart, okay? Easy, all right? Second, chicken. Best thing to do is do a quick marinade, okay? You could do this the night before. You could do it that morning, all right? You don't need to go crazy. Almost anything can work as a marinade. You decide. But do a quick marinade. That'll definitely add flavor, moisture, complexity, make it really fun, really memorable. And vegetables, easy. What I would do, slightly lather on some olive oil, then hit it with some salt and pepper, done. Game over. That'll keep the moisture in, keep the flavor in, keep it from sticking. So those are the basic things. Another great technique for grilling is getting your grill to the right temperature. And this is a problem that people always have. They're always fussing with the knobs and the dials and the thermostats and things like that. And each grill is different, and there's hot spots and there's cold spots, and that can really get people caught up. Well, I got a pretty cool trick that I use all the time. People always think it's very cool, and that is just the hand trick. And all that means is I'm going to use my hand, and I'm going to stick it 5 inches over the grill where I want to cook. All right? And if I can hold it there for only 2 seconds, that is a hot grill. And that is great for things like steaks and burgers. All right? The other number to remember, 5 seconds. Okay? You can hold it there for 5 seconds. That's a cooler grill, and that's a great temperature for chicken and vegetables. All right? So 5 inches over, 2 seconds hot, 5 seconds medium hot, and you are good to go on your way to awesome grilling.
All right. So what are some of the products that we use to enhance the things that we're cooking?
Yeah. Right. I mean, you know, you want easy stuff. You want it to be easy. And, you know, my all-time go-to favorite side definitely is the coleslaw. Coleslaw is just, it's crispy, it's fresh, and I've been using Lighthouse. It's got this, like, perfect balance between sweet and tangy. The Lighthouse also, coleslaw mix, it's extra thick, it's extra creamy. Why is that important? Well, because you don't get that quote-unquote watered-down effect, which is what I'm sure you guys have seen that when you start making coleslaw. It gets watery, right? So you start off with extra thick, extra creamy Lighthouse slaw mix, and it is as simple as putting one into a bowl with slaw mix, and you're good to go. No high fructose corn syrup or artificial stuff like that, and it is sold cold for convenience.
All right, Lex Taylor with some great ideas for barbecuing as we get into the 4th of July.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes or cutaway coat, perfect fits.
What a great... I just didn't listen to this whole thing, this track from this movie, Chucker. This is music from Young Frankenstein. Gene Wilder was fabulous in this. It's just a great concept. The silliness of Mel Brooks.
Who is 92 years old today, Doug?
God love him. He's on that... he's on one of those... I think it's What's My Line? One of the
he was on the Gong Show, I think,
the
right?
The Gong Show, too?
He was a judge or something.
Yeah. Yeah, very cool. Hey, he's been responsible, Chucker and Victoria, for so many pleasant moments, people in the movies and TV. He's just someone who's a precious American.
You know, it's interesting. Believe it, in that bit, also want to give credit to Peter Boyle opposite Gene Wilder, who is awesome in that film. 74 was really the highlight of Mel Brooks' career. Blazing Saddles was released February 7, 1974, and then Young Frankenstein was released December 15th of the same year. Those are two classic, iconic comedies in this bio of work. And believe it or not, Brooks only directed 12 movies, starting with The Producers in 1967.
Really?
Yeah, Blazing Saddles, Young Frankenstein, Silent Movie, High Anxiety, History of the World, Part 1. Spaceballs in 87 is Left Forte into Greatness, and then he did a movie called Life Stinks, which I think he's actually really good in it. Movie plays more dramatic than comedy. Robin Hood, Men in Tights in 93, and then he basically rounded out his directing career in Dracula Dead and Loving It with Leslie Nielsen in 95. But 74 was that pinnacle magical year for Brooks with Blazing Saddles and Young Frankenstein, two of Hollywood's most iconic comedies. It's truly stand the test of time.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's take that to heart as we think about what's going on in the movies. More movie news coming up right after this.
The America's Farmers Program, sponsored by the Monsanto Fund, have awarded more than $48 million to rural organizations, individuals, and causes that leave a lasting impact. By partnering with farmers, America's Farmers is committed to the future of farming communities. This work will continue for a 10th year on August 1st with the kickoff of Grow Communities, where farmers enroll for a chance to direct a $2,500 donation to a local eligible nonprofit organization. In November, students pursuing careers in the agriculture industry will have the chance to apply for $1,500 scholarships through the Grow Ag Leaders Program. And next January, Grow Rural Education will encourage farmers to nominate area schools for the chance to win $10,000 and $25,000 grants to enhance science, technology, engineering, and math curriculums. Across these three programs, more than $6 million will be awarded in 2019. Getting involved is simple. Just visit www.americasfarmers.com.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes for you to decide to trim your eyebrows.
Just a little off the top.
Slip and lop off your left eyebrow.
Oh.
And frantically try to paste the brow back on your face.
My favorite brow.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 brow-raising minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
All right, Chucker. The Academy of Motion Picture has invited new members to join. 928 new members are invited.
Really?
49% of the invitees going to female actors. 38% uh-huh. representing people of color. That uh-huh. sort of thing. Christine Baranski, Dave Chappelle, Jada Pinkett Smith, among the industry veterans that have been invited to join. So I thought everybody who had a card was a member.
Apparently, I did too.
About that, huh?
I don't know exactly how it works, but obviously they want more diversity in the industry in terms of what's voted on and presented at actual Oscar night.
There were 774 invitees last year. Mm-hmm. The membership now is over 9,000 people from the film industry. So it's I just find it interesting to see who's in that group, because we assume that everybody has a card is there, and that's not the case.
I'll look at it a little harder. I'll talk about it in the next few days. Filming has got underway on Quentin Tarantino's newest film, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. They released the first still. The film stars Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt. It takes place in the 1960s during the Charles Manson era of that decade. Margaret Robbie co-star. She will play Sharon Tate. Also, Burt Reynolds, Michael Madsen, Al Pacino round out the cast. That's going to be a high-profile movie, Doug, that will come out next
super
year.
Violent, probably, right?
Yeah,
probably.
Of course, yeah. I got no use for him, his movies. I think he's a jerk. Awful. I think he's a creep.
I think he's so overrated. It's
Right. He's sick. I mean, look at the stuff he creates. The guy's sick. And you get people out there, you know, that stuff creates ideas in people's minds who aren't all that sophisticated.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.